We're just loving our neighbor outside of Sunrise, Calvary Sunrise Church, reminding you about the shed blood of Jesus. Jesus shed his blood and rose again so that we could walk in spirit and truth. That's how we must worship. Ma'am, did you know you're not worshiping in spirit and truth as you follow man-made religion? You have to test yourself. Christ came into the world to seek and save the lost. Jesus shed his blood and made a narrow way. Are you willing to lay down your life and lose it? Are you willing to open the Holy Scriptures and lose your entire life? You must lose your life to find it in Christ. You can't be worldly because of the shed blood of Jesus and his resurrection. You can't practice false doctrines of man. You. You can't live after the world in pride and vanity and flesh and carnality. You must seek ye first the kingdom of God in spirit and in truth. Turn and be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you can know that which is the perfect will of God. Test yourself. Holy is Christ, worthy to be lifted up and praised. Do not be deceived. God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. You're sowing to the flesh and man-made religion. You're sowing to the false doctrines of the culture mixed with the culture. Satan's designed his church system to deceive. Satan's designed church systems to cause you to walk in your flesh. Jesus did not die so you could keep your man-made traditions in your Sunday church buildings with your false gospels that don't lead to true repentance and holiness. Your pagan holidays that the Roman Catholics handed down, Christmas and Easter. You don't know how to dress your temple. You don't know how to preach the gospel. You don't know how to live holy and righteous. The pastor comes out and tries to interrupt the street preacher. I didn't interrupt his message. He couldn't stand as the gospel truth calls him out and exposes his corrupt evangelical-like body for what it is. Sinful, worldly, compromised. The Bible says, publicly rebuke them that are in sin, 1 Timothy 5. Jesus often rebuked. Jesus often told people their fault. That's loving. And he called them to repentance. Folks, you're following a false man-made religious system. There'll be a testing up at don'tperish.com. You can look it up. You'll be able to look up our testing at don'tperish.com, and it will show you why this church system is corrupt. We're going to have a testing up with audio, with video, with facts to show you why you cannot find salvation in man-made religion. Repent and seek the kingdom of God.